I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, we had a chance to speak with Amy Klickner. She's CEO of the Lake Superior Community Partnership for an update on how area businesses are starting to come out of the coronavirus pandemic and how the partnership is helping. Here's Amy Klickner.
Well, as you know, it's been a crazy time for everybody, and we have been working remotely since this started. But I have to say, blessed with a team who hasn't dropped a single ball. We're still working with businesses more than ever. The need for support in a variety of ways has been incredible. We've worked with over 700 businesses this year already, which annually we typically work with about 500. So you can see how everything has pivoted to just constant work from the day this started. So we've been doing a lot of things remotely, obviously. You know, we don't do any face-to-face meetings at this point. We've established a website for coronavirus resources. We've developed several toolkits to assist businesses. We've done webinars to help them. You know, what we're finding in particular with the small businesses is the need for, support is great. I mean, they don't have an HR department down the hall or a legal department down the hall. And so how do we continue to help them ease what we can for them while they get back into reopening and recovery?
When we take a look at our local businesses, Amy, is it the obvious as far as the support from the public and just get out and support your local businesses as best you can, or are you working on any other angles right now?
Well, and that's a great question because, you know, a lot of the programs that we've seen come through have been able to, you know, help them over the hump. You know, there's been different grants, different loans, and it's kind of like putting your finger in the dike that, you know, that's leaking in a sense. The best thing that we can do for businesses is get their cash registers going. So again, you know, support local businesses. We did launch the Love on Local campaign, which is a gift card program, just a debit card swipe, easy. It doesn't cost you, you know, to buy new equipment to use. Businesses, we're trying to make it as easy as possible. You can get those online at marquette.org because, of course, we're not open to the public selling them right now. But again, getting those cash registers ringing for our local businesses is the best blessing we can provide them right now. And we're making it easy to do by the Love on Local gift cards. If you're doing any type of promotions in your business, if you do a safety program or a recognition program with your employees, consider doing that. I mean, it's a great way to help out at this current time.
We're talking with Amy Klickner, who is CEO of the Lake Superior Community Partnership. Amy, as coronavirus has hit the community, are there any larger projects, development projects perhaps, that you're involved with in the partnership that either are on hold or at least sort of evolving as we all make our way through this pandemic?
Well, you know, the funny thing is, during this time, there hasn't been a lot of large projects, but what we've seen is a lot of startups, believe it or not. And that was surprising to me as well, that people found that during this time there was an opportunity. But I guess that's what entrepreneurship is all about. You're finding your niche, you're finding your opportunity. So as far as large projects, not really. You know, once the construction industry was let loose, they've been going at it. With some of the builds that are, you know, currently happening. But interestingly enough, entrepreneurial spirit is alive and well during this time.
Amy, as we wrap up our time with you here this morning, what would be a message for folks from the Lake Superior Community Partnership moving forward as far as business and things within our community? What do you want people to know?
You know, the biggest thing I've learned through this and what I would want people to know is, you know, I am so proud of the Upper Peninsula and Marquette County as to how we responded to this. And then when we were given a chance to open early and prove ourselves, no doubt we did that hands down. But now is our time to continue to support each other, and that includes our businesses. So just please keep in mind that this recovery isn't going to happen overnight, and anything you can do to support local business really will make a difference. I mean, these are the businesses that are here for you, for your child's soccer team, for, the gift that you need to buy, the groceries you need to get. They've always been here for us, and now it's our time. And I have no doubt people in Marquette County will do that.
Amy, if people want to find out more about the partnership, some of the programs, the resources you have, what's the best way to do that?
Marquette.org is our website. It has everything on there, and then also all the contact information to our team, who, again, are working remotely, but you can reach us anytime.
That's Amy Klickner, CEO of the Lake Superior Community Partnership. With a look at what's happening in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.